This is
Before I start preaching, I'm just going to show a brief video. It's only 2 minutes to just show you a little bit about what my wife and our family does in Nepal.
我先花两分钟时间跟大家分享一下我和我的姐妹所拍的那个幻灯video。
So my wife apologizes. She's not able to stand up here today with me. She's watching our kids in the other room. Our kids are... Sorry.
Yes, okay. 我姐妹说很抱歉，她今天不能来这边聚会，因为她在后面照顾那两个孩子。
Our kids aren't really used to sitting in a quiet church. They're used to running around with...
我的小朋友很习惯到处跑，在聚会的时候不习惯这样安安静静坐在一个地方。
They're much more used to running around in kind of outside places when we preach, so I apologize for that.
我的孩子们会在聚会的时候，他们在周围这样子跑来跑去，很抱歉。
It's always very strange when I get asked to come and share churches as a missionary. I don't really know what I'm supposed to do.
在我被邀请来分享这个在一个教会里头分享的时候，我常觉得不知道我要怎么样分享。
And the reason for that is because I grew up in a Chinese church like this.
原因是我在这样子一个中国教会长大。
We'd have missionaries come and they would share with us.
我们也有宣教士来跟我们分享。
And I would always look at these missionaries and I would go, oh wow, they're such special people.
我每次看到这些宣教士，我说，哇，这些人真是特别。
They're doing amazing things for God, and wow, we should like put them up as heroes.
他们做了对神做了奇妙的事情，我们应该把他们当作英雄来看。
But the problem with that is that's just not true.
问题是这个并不是真的。
I'm not a hero. My wife and our family, we're not heroic.
我不是一个英雄，我们的家人也不是一个英雄。
We're just normal people trying to follow what the Word of God says.
我们只是一般的普通人，我们想要跟随耶稣所说的。
And so when I come and I share at churches in America, it's strange to me because I feel like People look at us and they're like, oh wow, you guys are amazing. You guys are doing wonderful, even difficult, crazy things in Nepal. And what I want to respond to them is say, no, this is just life, and it should be the life for all of us.
所以当我来各个教会分享的时候，很多人都觉得说我们是做了很奇妙、很了不起、非常棒的一些工作在尼泊尔。但是我要告诉大家的是，其实我们只是很愿意跟随耶稣，而这些也都是在座的基督徒每一个人可以做的。
So I want to, if you have your Bibles, if you can open to Luke 15, I'm going to share from a story that I'm pretty sure most of the people here know.
你们如果有圣经，请翻到路加福音15章。 我要跟你们分享是很多人都知道的一个故事。
It's a story that if you grew up in the church, you were taught this story from when you were very, very small.
你如果在教会成长，你会在很小时候就一直被教导这个故事。
It's the story of the prodigal son.
这是一个浪子的比喻。
But I wanna look at another character inside the prodigal son story that a lot of times we don't think about.
但是我要提到一个其中一个角色，是一般我们提到浪子的故事里都不会提到的。And
hopefully use that to encourage you guys as the Chinese American community in America to go out and share the love of the Father with those around you.
希望我能够借着这个人物，能够让你们，让我们这些在美国的中国人教会能够在这个地区能够站出去，能够分享神的话。This
is from verse 11. I'm just going to read until I'm going to read the whole thing. I'm going to read until verse 32.
我将读11节一直到整个故事结束。
So, it says, and he said, there was a man who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Now, not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his field to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. We'll read in Chinese, and then I'll continue.
Okay. 耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来，于是去投靠那地方的一个人。
But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.
他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，你把我当作一个雇工吧。And
he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。
But the father said to his servants, bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to celebrate.
父亲却吩咐仆人说, 把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊宰牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him. And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this brother was dead and is alive.He was lost and is found.
那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来，问是什么事。仆人说：“你弟兄来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。”大儿子却生气，不肯进去。他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说：“我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命。”你并没有给我一指山羊羔，要我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子和娼妓鲸吞了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说：“儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。”
Amen.
Amen.
About 6.5 years ago, I graduated from university.
六年半以前，我从大学毕业。
I went to school in Scotland.
我在苏格兰的一个学校。
And a place called St. Andrews.
那个地方叫 St. Andrew.
I've been there for 5 years. I graduated with 3 master's degrees.
然后我在那里毕业，有三个硕士学位。
But while I was at university,
当我在大学的时候
I was part of a prayer movement.
我参与了一个祷告的运动。
A group of students that decided to come together and pray every hour of every minute of every day that their friends would be saved. And we saw many, many students come to know Jesus.
我们这群学生聚在一起，每一天、每一时、每一分，不停地祷告，为我们所认识失丧的人。那神也用这个得使很多人得救。
And during that time, I felt the Lord speak to me and say, I want you to serve me.
在那个时候，我听到神向我说，我要你服侍我。
I remember telling my dad that I was planning on going to Nepal to do some missions.
我记得那时候我告诉我的父亲说，我决定要去尼泊尔去做宣教士。
I remember telling my dad I was going to buy a one-way plane ticket there, and my dad was like, "This is a bad idea."
我那时候跟父亲说，我买了单程机票过去。
I remember my mom telling me, "What are you doing? You have all these degrees. Why aren't you not getting a job like a normal person?"
我的父亲说这是一个不好的主意。我母亲说，你有那么多的学位，为什么你要做这样事情？像一般人一样。
I remember telling my parents, "I have to go. I feel like the Lord's telling me to go. I have to go."
我跟我父母说，我必须去，我觉得神要我去。
I remember my parents saying, "Oh, maybe it's just a phase. Maybe he'll go, and then you know, a couple months, then he'll just be like, 'Oh, let me go back to America, get a job. It'll be great.'"
我父母说，哎，也许这个只是暂时的。也许他去了以后，过一阵他就说，哎呀，我还是回美国吧。
7 years later, I'm still there in Nepal.
七年之后，我还是在尼泊尔。
6.5 years, 7 years later.
Yeah, 六年半。
Her mom is still trying to convince me, saying, "You have 2 little boys, you should stay at home."
我母亲还在劝我，你有两个小男孩了，你应该留在美国。
I remember when I got married, my mom said, "Oh, this is great. There's somebody who's crazy enough to marry you. Hallelujah."
当我结婚的时候，我妈妈说，哎呀，太棒了，竟然有人这么疯狂，愿意嫁给你。Hallelujah.
But I want to share why I stayed.
我要分享我为什么留下来。
See, I went and I never wanted to be a missionary.
我去了，我从来就不想做 missionary。
I remember, I didn't even know where Nepal was on the map. I didn't look at it because I was so scared that if I saw where Nepal was on the map, I wouldn't go.
我记得我都不敢从地图上找尼泊尔这个地方，因为我太害怕了。我怕我一看到这个地方，我就不敢去了。
So my dad bought me the plane ticket.
我父亲帮我买了机票。
And I got on the plane.
我上了飞机。
And I remember telling God, "Okay, I will go anywhere in the whole world except India. I do not want to go to India."
我曾经告诉父亲，我到全世界各地宣教都可以，除了印度。
And I remember looking at my plane ticket, and it said, "Oh, your layover is inside Bombay." And I was like, "That's in India. Why am I going to India?"
Layover.
My layover for my flight to
get
to Nepal.
Okay. 我的机票上面写你的转机点是在庞贝，在印度。
I said, "Why is this here?"
为什么会去印度呢？
And I remember getting on the plane and looking on the plane and being, "There's a lot of Indian people on this plane."
我回头一看，哎呀，怎么那么多印度人在这个飞机上？
Where is this country that I'm going to? What is going on?
这是什么国家我要去了呢？
I remember looking on the plane, and on the plane there's this little map, and you can look at the map where the plane is going, and I'm looking at it, and I go, "Wait a minute, is Nepal right next to India?"
然后我看着那个飞机上一个荧幕上面指的地点，然后我看，哎呀，难道这个尼泊尔就在印度旁边？
I remember looking at the person next to me. He was Indian, and I was saying, "Hey, is Nepal next to India?" And he said, "What? You don't know where you're going?"
我坐在对我坐在旁边的人说，啊，你知道尼泊尔正在印度旁边吗？他回头看看我，你这个人不知道你要去哪里。
And I remember saying, "Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no."
我还记得我说 ，No, no, 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 no.
I remember my dad. He had given me this credit card.
还记得父亲给我一个信用卡。
And my dad said, "You know, when you want to come home, just use this credit card, buy another plane ticket, come home."
他说你要想回家，你就用这个信用卡买一张机票回来。
And I was thinking in my brain, "I'm going to land at the airport. I'm going to go to the plane ticket. I'm going to buy a plane ticket. Come on." I said, "That was I tried. God, I tried."
然后我就想，我一下了飞机，我就要去用那个 credit card 买一张这个机票。然后我跟神说：“上帝，我已经试过了。”
And I got off the plane.
然后我下了飞机。
And it was so hot.
非常的热。
And the whole country is so dirty.
整个国家都非常的脏。
I remember walking out and I tried to breathe and I'm like, "Oh my goodness, there's smog and car smoke everywhere. There's dirt. There's the trash on the ground. This place is horrible."
我走出机场，看到到处都是脏的垃圾，空气也非常污浊，这个地方简直太可怕了。
Oh my God, why did you send me here?
我说神啊，你为什么送我到这儿来？
Why didn't you send me to a nice, clean country like Taiwan or something?
为什么不送我去很好干净的国家，就像台湾一样？
They need the gospel too. Why did you send me here?
他们也需要福音啊，为什么你送我来这儿？
Must be a mistake.
一定是搞错了。
And I thought I'll go buy a plane ticket to another country and then I'll say, "Okay, God, I still followed you."
我打算去买一张机票，然后到别的国家跟神说：“上帝啊，我还是在跟随你。”
I was still obedient. You told me to go and preach the gospel. I'm still going. I'm just going to a cleaner country.
我还是跟随你的旨意去传福音，只是我要去一个干净一点的国家。
I got picked up at the airport by a friend.
我在机场被一个朋友接。
I never met him before in my life.
从来这一辈子没见过他。
They had contact. I had contacted them online, saying, "Can I, you know, volunteer at your ministry for a little while?"
我在电脑上跟他联系，说我可不可以参与你们的服事一阵子。
They picked me up at the airport. They took me to eat.
他把我接了，然后去吃东西。
They put this food in front of me, and I was like, "Oh my goodness, what is this food?"
他把食物放到我面前，我说：“哎呦天哪，这是什么食物啊？”
And then that night,
那天晚上
，They took me to their children's home.
他带我到他们的孩子的地方。
They had about 20 kids.
他们有二十个孩子。
All of them orphans.
全部都是孤儿。
None of them spoke English.
没有一个人说英语。
And we began to worship with them.
我们开始跟他们一起敬拜。
And as I was sitting there and I was worshiping with them,
当我坐在那跟他们一起敬拜的时候
，I felt like the Lord said, "Pray for these children."
我觉得神跟我说，为这些孩子祷告。
So I said, "Okay, let me start praying for these children."
我说好，那我就开始为这些孩子祷告。
And as I was praying for these children,
当我为孩子祷告的时候
God reminded me of when I gave my life to Jesus.
上帝提醒我，我是怎么样把自己的一生献给神的。
I was 13 years old.
那时候我13岁。
My church went on a mission trip to the inner city of Philadelphia.
我们的教会到费城一个市城市的这个 宣教活动。
I was standing in a church, and in the church there was beggars and prostitutes and drug addicts.
我们在一个城市里，到处都是乞丐、娼妓啊，等等。
And all these beggars, these prostitutes, these people, they were singing this song called "Here I Am to Worship."
那这些乞丐和娼妓一起在那边唱诗歌，我在这里敬拜。
And I remember the one line in this song. It says, "You're altogether wonderful to me."
啊，其中有一节是你全然的美丽对我。
I remember looking at these beggars, these prostitutes.These people are living in this horrible place in Philadelphia singing, "You're altogether wonderful to me," and me saying, "I sing this song all the time at my church and I don't even mean it." And these people are singing here and they have nothing and they actually mean it. I have to make a decision. I either say I believe in this or I don't.
当我看到这些娼妓和乞丐在那边唱主啊你对我全然美丽的时候我想我在我的教会里也唱这个可是我从来并不真的感受到我爱我真的觉得我有那个意思可是他们唱的却是他们真正的想法所以我就开始想到底我是什么样的基督徒
So I gave my life to Jesus
所以我把我的生命献给神
10 years later I'm sitting in Nepal
十年之后我坐在尼泊尔
Worshipping with these little orphan children
跟这些小小的孤儿们一起敬拜
And they're singing in Nepali
他们用尼泊尔语言敬拜。
I'm praying for them. I'm remembering this time that I gave my life to Jesus.
当我为他们祷告的时候，我想起我当初如何把自己生命献给神。
And out of nowhere, these children start singing in English. Here I am to worship.
不知道怎么回事，开始这些孩子用英文来唱歌我在这里敬拜这首歌。
These kids that do not know how to speak English, who have never heard this song before in their life, they start singing this song in English, the same song that I gave my life to Jesus to 10 years before.
这些孩子一点都不懂英语，可是在那个时候，他们唱这一首《我把我的生命献给神》。这一首歌就是十年前我把自己生命献给神的时候唱的一首歌。
I remember sitting there saying, "Okay, God, I get it."
我记得我坐在那儿跟神说：“神啊，我懂了。
”I'll stay here and I'll love these children.
我会留在这里爱这些孩子。
And you know, I was naive. I thought it would be easy.
我很无知，我以为这会很容易。
I started going out onto the street.
我开始到街上去。
And started meeting many of these children.
我去遇到一些很多这些孩子。
We have children in Nepal that walk around everywhere. We call them street children.
在尼泊尔有很多孩子在街上逛，我们称他为街友。
I remember praying to God, what am I supposed to do to help these people?
我跟神祷告，我怎么样来帮助这些孩子呢？
And God said, bring them home.
神说，把他们带回家。
And so I took that literally and I brought them home.
我就是很字面的，就是这样说，把他带回我的家。
So I rented a small apartment.
我租了一个小的公寓。
Small room, it was two rooms.
有两个房间的。
And one room, it was me, and we had a bunch of street kids that lived with me.
其中一个房间是我，然后另外一群的街上的游荡孩子跟我住在一起。
I slept on the floor and they would sleep on these like bunk beds that I made for them.
我睡在地上，他们就睡在我为他们做的那些双层床。
And these kids, they would come and they would run away.
他们会来，然后又跑走。
I cannot tell you how many times I woke up in the middle of the night. One of them would come up to me, they'd have a knife to my neck, and they would say, "Where's the money?" And I give them all the money, and then they run away.And then 3 days later, they would come, a week later, 3 days later, they'd come back and say, "Oh, I need help again. Can I stay in your house?" I let them stay in my house again.
我不知道有多少次的晚上半夜，有一个孩子拿着一把刀抵到我脖子上，说钱在哪里？我就把我的钱都给了他，他就跑了。三天，一个礼拜以后，他又跑回来说，我需要帮助，我可不可以住在你这儿？那我又把他们接下来。
Remember, all the other missionaries were like, "You are crazy. This is a terrible idea."
很多的宣教士跟我说：“你疯了，这是一个很可怕的做法。”
I remember trying to tell my church in America that this is what I'm doing, and they're like, "You should come home and get a job."
我告诉在美国的教会，告诉他们我这样子做，他们说：“你应该回来美国找一个工作做了。”
I remember asking them, and they said, "Why do you let them come back?"
我问神说：“为什么你让他们回来？”
And I said, "It's because of this story."
我说：“ 我跟他们说，他们说你们为什么让他回来？我说这是因为这个浪子的故事。
I remember this one boy, his name was Anup.
我记得有个男孩叫阿努。
He had ran away like 6-7 times and had robbed me 3 or 4 times.
他已经跑走六七次，抢了我三四次。
And the last time he left, I told God, I said, I will not take him again. I cannot do it.
最后一次他离开的时候，我跟神说，我再也不能接受他回来。
And I remember I was reading the scriptures and the Lord brought me to this passage.
我记得我在读圣经，神又把我带到这一段圣经。
The Lord spoke to me and he said, how many times do you think I would let the prodigal come home again?
神跟问我说，你想我有多少次把浪子让他把他接回家呢？
Said, imagine if the prodigal son ran away again.
你想象如果这个浪子又离家了。
What would I do when he came home?
神说，我会在他回来的时候，我会怎么做？
And I would say, and I said, yeah, you'd probably let him come back in again, but I'm not you, God.
我说，哦，你可能会让他再接纳他，可是神啊，我不是你。
And I remember God bringing me this passage right here, verse 22.
我记得神让我看到22节。
It says, but the father said to his servant,
但父亲却吩咐仆人说,
and God spoke to me and said, you're my servant.
神对我说, 你是我的仆人啊。
You're supposed to be where I am.
我在哪儿, 你就应该在哪儿。
You see, I love this story because we always talk about the prodigal son, we always talk about the older brother, and we always talk about the father.
我喜欢这个故事, 我们也经常地提到父亲, 提到, 兄弟们。
But there's this one little character in here that's so quiet. You only see him mentioned one time.
但是这有一个小小的人物，非常的安静，你只看到他出现一次。
It's this group of people. It says the servants.
那是一群人，叫做仆人。You
see, we picture this scene as the prodigal son's coming home. He's all dirty. He's all messy. He's all smelly. And then Father God runs out to give this child a hug.
我们看到这个景象，这个浪子全身脏污秽，然后乱七八糟，然后父亲冲过去抱住他。And
we go, hallelujah, what a great dad, what a great father.
我们拍手说, hallelujah, 这么好的一个爸爸。
What a great God we have.
这么好的一个上帝是我们的神。
But right here, it tells us that the father did not run toward that son alone.
可是你看到父亲不是一个人跑向那个孩子。
There were people going with him.
有人跟着他去。
There were servants that were following him.
有仆人跟着他。
You see, I imagine the father sees his prodigal son going home and he starts to run and all these other servants see the father running and they say, I have to follow the father where he goes. I'm going.
你看到这个爸爸一看见那个浪子就往前面跑。那他是后面的一群仆人心想, 我的主人在哪里?我就要跟着我的主人,所以他们也跑过去。
And these group of servants run with the father.
这一群的仆人跟着父亲走。
And then I imagine the servants are thinking, why is the master running toward this poor person on the road who looks really, really dirty?
这个仆人一定在想, 这个主人怎么一直跑向那个那么脏的那个人,那路头那边那个人呢?
I doubt the servants even recognized who the son was.
我怀疑这些仆人还认得他的儿子。
But they get up to this boy,
但是他们走向这个孩子,
who is dirty and filthy, who smells like pig poop,
他又脏又臭, 像大便一样,
and the father gives this dirty boy a hug.
可是父亲把这个脏的孩子抱起来,
so now the dad's covered in this,
所以爸爸全身都脏了,
and they're both dirty,
他们两个都一起脏,
standing in front of him,
站在这些仆人面前,
and the servant standing there,
啊,仆人站在哪?
Talking to each other going, what is going on right now?
他们彼此对说, 现在到底发生什么事了?
And what does the father do?
And 父亲会怎么做?
The father turns to his servants,
父亲回头对仆人说,
and says to them, quick.
他说, 快啊!
Now, my question is this.
我的问题是,
where's the older son?
大儿子在哪里?
You see, the whole house left and followed the father to go after this one little boy, and they didn't even question.
全家的仆人都跟着爸爸一起全走光了去。
They didn't sit there and debate with the father being like, I don't know about this, you know, this son's kind of dirty. Remember when he stole everything from you? I mean, come on now. I mean, maybe we should put him on probation. Like, you know, like, calm down.
仆人并没有坐在那边跟父亲辩论说，哎呀， 这个你这个儿子太脏了，太臭了。然后你看他什么，他偷了你的钱， 我们应该好好考虑一下，也许我们真的是不应该把他接回来。
The father goes quick, bring me the best robe, put it on him, put this ring on my finger, on his finger, put my sandals on his feet, and the servants, they do it.
父亲就是告诉仆人说，快把那上好的袍子拿出来给他穿，把我的戒指戴在他的指头上，把我的鞋给他脚穿上。
You don't have in the Bible the servants debating with the father whether or not this is a good idea. You have the servants in the Bible saying, all right, this is what you said, I'm going to do it.
你没有看到这些仆人跟父亲在那边互相辩论说，哦，这是一个好主意吗？没有，他们就马上的照父亲的话去做。
You don't have the servants judging this person that's sitting in front of them. You have the servants going, whatever the father's heart is toward this child, I'm going to do the same thing, I'm going to have the same heart.
你没有一个仆人，没有一个仆人会说，我来判断这个人值不值得我来照顾，他只是跟着父亲所说的， OK, 你说要给他什么，我就去照顾他。
And I remember this boy that had run away from me like 6-7 times and had stolen money from us 3-4 times. I lost count. A week later, he came back.
我记得这个跑走6-7次的，又偷了我3-4次钱的一个孩子，一个星期之后，他回来了。
I remember the father saying, quick.
我记得父亲说，快。
Put a good robe on him.
把好的袍子给他穿上
ring on his finger,
把戒指戴在他手上
put a sandal on his feet,
把鞋放在他脚上
celebrate,
庆祝
and me going whew, okay
我就说哇好吧
I can either be the servant following you father or I can just say no, I'm done I'm going home to the father's house I'm going to hang out in a nice comfortable church and I'm just going to chill I'm not going to do this
我可以做一个听从父亲命令的人，或者我说啊，我不干了，我回去在房间里，回到家里头坐在那躺在沙发上啊，很舒服凉快。
So we took him back.
所以我们把他接回来。
He ran away again.
他又跑走了。
But you see.See, it's so easy to judge people.
你知道，我们很容易审判、论断人。
It's so easy when you walk down the street and you see a homeless person on the side of the road, to in your brain to start to talk yourself out of loving that person.
很容易你。在路上走的时候看到一些无家可归的人然后你的心里头议论要怎么对待这个人
to think like oh man if I give this person money they're just going to use it on bad stuff
你去想我如果给他钱这个人一定会把它用在不好的东西上
but let's be honest the real reason why you're saying that is because you just don't want to give them money
但是诚实的说我们之所以这样讲是因为我们不想给他钱
it's real easy to see somebody who's sickAnd to be like, I'm just going to stand a little bit farther away from you because I don't want to get sick, you know, and you know, it might make you worse, so I'm not going to, but no, you just don't want to get sick and you don't want to be near them.
同样对待一个生病的人我们只是想要离他远一点我们是说哦我不想让你病得更严重所以我就不想靠近你但实际上是我们不想生病。
You know, the hardest thing for us in Nepal is having children.
Hardest?
The hardest thing, most difficult thing for us in Nepal is having kids.
在尼泊尔最困难的事情就是孩子。
We had a family come and visit us one time.
我们有一个家庭来探访我们。
They had two little kids as well.
他们也有两个小孩。
And they were just always scared and freaking out because they were like, wait a minute.Those people, these Nepali people, they shouldn't be touching our children. Our kids might get sick. These people who used to be drug addicts, I don't know what they have. They might have a disease. Why are they holding your babies?
他们两位总是很紧张，因为他想，哦，在尼泊尔这些人，他们也许有毒瘾，也许他们有细菌，他们怎么可以抱我的孩子？
I remember telling them, saying, well, the Bible says love always trusts, so I guess we're supposed to trust them with our children.
圣经上告诉我们，爱就是信任。我想我们应该信任神来照顾我们的孩子。
I remember there was a pastor who came and visited us.
我记得有一个牧师来看我们。
He sat me down. He sat me down to talk to me.
哦, 他让我坐下来跟他讲话。
He's older than me, so he was like, you need to listen to me.
哦, 他比我年长, 所以他说, 你应该听我的。
I said, okay.
我说好。
He said, listen.
他说听啊。
Your lifestyle is very dangerous towards your wife and your children.
你的生活方式对你的妻子孩子都非常危险。
You should not be living with the homeless and the poor and the broken.
你不应该跟这些无家可归的还有破产的人生活在一起。
At night time, you should lock the door of your house. People are going to rob you.
你在晚上的时候应该把门锁起来，因为人家会来抢你。
You guys should live somewhere else, and then you should have a church in the poor place, and then you should go there, and then it's nice and safe for you and your family.
你应该住在别的区，然后在这个区呢，不好的区呢，你才有一个教会，你可以来回通车，这样子来保护你的家庭和孩子。
And then I remember looking at him and saying, "I'm sorry, I can't do that because the Bible says that that's not the gospel."
我跟他说对不起，我不能这样做，因为圣经说这不是福音。
My God did not stay in heaven and try to save us. He came down.
我的神并没有留在天上来想办法救我们，他来到地上。
I remember this one time. This was recently.
我还记得最近有一次。
We were working with a couple.
我们跟一对夫妻一起服侍。
A young boy and a young a girl.
一个年轻人还有一个年轻女孩子。
They were married.
他们结婚了。
And they were living on the streets doing drugs.
他们住在街上也吸毒。
And they came to us and said that they wanted to get free off of drugs.
他们来到老我这边说，我想戒毒。
They said we want to follow Jesus.
我们也想跟随耶稣。
We want to change our life.
他可以改，我们想要改变的生命。
I said great, welcome.
我说很好，欢迎你。
We'd opened our door and they lived with us.
我们打开门，他们跟我们住在一起。
Unfortunately, the man and the boy he cheated on his wife.
很不幸的，这个男孩子骗了他的妻子。
And I remember one day the boy ran. He was out. We had gotten them training programs, and they were doing training to get jobs. And I remember he ran home early one week and said, "Please, you have to hide me."
有一天他，因为我们把他放在一个训练工作训练的一个组织，那有一天他提早跑回来说啊，请你把我藏起来。
And I said, "Why?"
我说为什么？
He said, "My wife's going to kill me."
他说我太太会杀了我。
I said, your wife's not going to kill you.
我说哎呀不会了，你太太。
What did you do?
你做了什么事？
I cheated on her.
他说我骗了她。
I said, alright, your wife might kill you.
哦，我说那你的太太可能会杀了。
Don't worry, I'll talk to her. It'll be okay.
不过别担心，我会跟她谈，不要担心。
So she went. He went into our house.
他跑进屋子里。
Couple hours later, she came.
几个钟头之后，太太来了。
She was drunk and she was high out of her mind.
他喝醉酒了，然后这个也吸毒，也搞不清楚自己在干嘛。
Angry.
他非常生气。
She came into our house.
他来了我们家。
I remember trying to talk to her.
我记得我想要跟他讲话。
Said no, 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 no.
我说 no, 不。
So I took her out of our house and was going to put her inside another place so that she could rest for the night and get sober.
我就把她带出房子，想要带她到一个别的地方，让她能够清醒过来。
Remember she turned around and she attacked me.
她转过身来攻击我。
There was this huge metal door outside of our house. She took it and she swung it at me and smashed me in the head. I was bleeding down my face.
她在门外有一个铁的东西，她把它对我丢过来，然后她撞到我的头，所以我就流血了。
Ran toward our house.
她跑进房子里。
Started taking rocks, smashing our house, smashed all the windows in our house.
她拿起石头把我们的窗户全部打烂了。
In Nepal, we cook using propane gas cylinders. So she took a gas cylinder, broke off the top of the gas cylinder, and tried to explode it, tried to blow us all up and kill us all.
她还有把瓦斯桶的瓦斯桶头砍掉，然后想要把它引爆，然后把我们通通杀光。
I remember my wife was holding my baby, River, and River was screaming.
我记得我的妻子抱着我的孩子叫River，小孩在尖叫。
Rocks and glass flying everywhere.
石头、玻璃到处飞。
Remember that night, we had to call the police. Police came and they took her away.
我们那天晚上必须报警，所以警察把她带走了。
The next morning, we woke up.
第二天早上我们起来。
Me and my wife, we said, what should we do?
我跟妻子说我们该怎么做。
And my wife said, let's go get her out of jail.
Go get.
Let's go get her out of jail.
我们去把她从监狱里带出来。
We went to the jail.
我们去了监狱。
My wife went in.
我的妻子走进去。
With my boy.
带着我的孩子。
Paid and took her out.
然后付了钱把她带出来。
And we brought her back home.
我们再把她带回家。
Why?
为什么?
Because that's the gospel.
那是福音。
And here's the thing.
这件事情你要知道。
I'm not special.
我并不特别。
This is what we're all supposed to do.
这是我们都应该做的。
Could you imagine if the church did this?
你可以想象吗？如果一个教会这么做。
Could you imagine if a church looked like Jesus?
你可以想象，如果一个教会看起来像耶稣。
Nobody, everybody would want to come.
没有人会来。
Everybody would come and sit and hear about His love.
每一个人都会来坐在这儿听有关他的爱。
So in Nepal, I'm going to use this thing now. Okay. I've been told that I'm supposed to show pictures, so I'm going to show pictures.
我应该给你们看一些照片。
This is Nepal.
这是尼泊尔。
In Nepal, we try to do this.
在尼泊尔，我们试着做这样。
We try to just live to be the Father's servant. We try to give our lives to clothe the broken, to feed the hungry, and to give every single little bit of ourselves so that every single person might know the love of Jesus.
我们试着给饥饿的人食物，给没有衣服的人穿。然后我们希望在每一件小事上能够照着耶稣的去做。
We walk the mountains and preach and share this love with people.
我们走遍山野，然后跟人分享这是耶稣基督的爱。
Not just through words.
不是只是借着言语。
But through actual action.
而是借着真实的行动。
Through actually stopping for the broken person inside some village who's hungry and buying them food and giving them food and sitting with them and speaking with them.
在一些穷困的人面前，我们在那个乡下花钱买食物，然后给他吃，然后坐在那儿跟他聊天。
This is Nepal. There you go. There's my wife and our little boy River.
这是我的姐妹，还有她的孩子，我们的小孩 River。
Unfortunately, quite a lot of the roads look like that.
很不幸的，大部分的路都长得这个样子。
For some reason, people think the government decides all the time that they want to remake the roads, so they tear them up.
政府不知道为什么每一次都把路拆了，说要重新建造。
This is our prayer room.
这是我们的祷告聚会。
In Nepal, we have a 24/7 prayer room.
在尼泊尔，我们有27个祷告会。
All, every day of the week, every hour of the week, there is somebody inside our church building, in our room, praying and worshiping.
每一天，每一时每一刻，都有人在这个祷告室里头来祷告敬拜。
Our door is always open, and there is always somebody who is awake to meet anybody who's coming into that room.
我们的门永远是开的。永远有人是醒着在那儿等着有人来可以一起来祷告一起来敬拜。
Because, you see, people come, we have people come at 2-3 in the morning and knock on our door and say, I need help.
因为我们早上有时候两三点都有人来敲门说我需要帮助。
And we wake up and we help them.
然后我们起来就帮助他。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because God doesn't sleep.
因为上帝不睡觉。
That's the gospel.
这是福音。
And so we're always running. There's always somebody. Even right now, if I were to call our house, there's somebody in there right now praying and worshiping.
因为即使现在，那里永远都有人在那里祷告，在那里敬拜。
Always at least one person in there.
至少有一个人在那儿。
And we started a children's home.
我们开始了儿童之家。
These are a couple of our kids. Well, this is the one on the left is my boy. His name's River.
在左边的是我的儿子 River.
And the other three are kids that we took into our home.
这其他三个是我们欢迎到我们家里的孩子。
The one wearing the green shirt, his name is Sabine.
绿色衬衫的叫 Sabine.
We found him in the jungle.
我们在丛林里找到他。
He was sleeping in the trees, eating vegetables and fruit off of the trees because his family abandoned him.
他在树上吃树上的水果，因为他的家人把他丢了，放弃了。
His dad is an alcoholic.
他的父亲是酗酒的
beat him all the time.
经常的殴打他
so he ran away.
所以他跑走了
because he has a cleft palate, so the top part of his lip is missing.
因为他有一个他的上唇没有了
so when he speaks, he doesn't speak very good. It's kind of like broken words.
所以当他说话的时候没办法讲得很清楚
I remember we found him in the forest.
我们在丛林里找到他
And there was another ministry working there too.
另外有一个宣教士也在那儿工作。
You know, they would play with him.
他们会跟他一起玩。
And they would, you know, do fun things with him.
跟他一起玩，有趣的事。
And then at night he would go back into the jungle and sleep in a tree.
到了晚上，你就回去你的丛林，睡在你的树上。
And the people would go back to their nice houses and sleep at their homes.
所以其他的人都回到自己的房子去睡觉。
And my wife said this is not okay.
我的妻子说这样不可以。
And I remember we looked at him and said, "Would you like to come home with us?"
我们就看着他说，你要不要跟我们一起来？
I remember he was crying.
我记得他哭了。
He said, "Nobody wants me."
他说没有人要我。
And my wife looked at him and said, "We want you."
我的姐妹说，我们要你，跟我们回家。
And he came home with us.
他跟我们一起回家。
This kid was crazy.
这些孩子真是疯狂。
I remember he used to sneak out at night and climb onto the roof and smoke cigarettes, and I'd go up onto the roof and get him and drag him down and be like, "You can stop that."
我记得半夜他会爬到屋顶上，在那边吸烟。我就爬上去把他抓下来说你不可以再这样做了。
And now,
现在
he goes to a Christian school in Nepal.
他去了尼泊尔的一个基督教学校。
And he helps us lead worship.
他也在那儿带领敬拜。
The other two boys, the other two kids,
其他两个孩子。
The boy in the blue shirt,
穿蓝色衬衫的男孩。
His mom sold him into a human trafficking ring.
他的母亲把他卖到这个奴
like slave labor.
Yeah, I know. 奴隶做就是奴役。
And his younger sister,
他的妹妹
his younger sister was living on the street and was so traumatized that when you waved your hand in front of her or like tried to do anything, she would just look at you like because there was no so traumatized that there was no emotions left.
他的妹妹住在街上，她太惊吓了。所以 你跟他做任何动作，他就只是这样子看着你。
And we brought him home.
我们把他们带回家。
I could talk more about their story, but I don't have the time. But we have at the moment we have 14 children with us.
我们总共有14个孩子。
So、there's all of them. These are two of our other kids and our kids.
这是两个，这我们两个孩子。
And these are the rest of them.
这是其他的孩子。
We have 13, 14 now.
现在有14个人了。
And they were all like that. They all have stories.
他们都有自己的故事。
But those stories stopped mattering because the point was we brought them home.
这些故事都停住了，因为重点是我们把他们带回家。
And now they have a family.
现在我们一个大家庭。
This is them. This was a very special. This is Jenny, my wife's birthday.
这是我姐妹的生日。
All of our kids and our staff, they saved up money and they took all their little money and they bought my wife a cake and they called her mom and they bought her a cake.
所有的孩子还有我们的工作人员存了钱给我太太买了一个蛋糕，他们都称我的太太是 mom， 妈妈。
This is Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah, this is Christmas. We were celebrating Christmas.
圣诞节，我们在。
We're teaching our kids.About Jesus.
我们在教导孩子们有关耶稣的事。
So on top of that, we have quite a few ministries in Nepal now.
除了这个之外，我们还有相当多的服事。
This is our Bible school.
这是我们的圣经学校。
We opened a Bible school 2 years ago.
我们在两年前开办这个圣经学校。
We at the moment we're helping oversee 146 churches in the villages.
我们目前在帮助海外的147个宣教机构。
And so we bring our leaders from those churches and we teach them to love the poor and to love the broken.
所以我们邀请了这些各教会的领袖，我们教导他们如何爱贫穷的人。
If you see, there's a man there that's wearing a blue hat.
看到有一个人戴这个蓝色的帽子。
He's on the right side. He's a man wearing a blue hat.
在右边。
That man, 5 years ago, was living on the street.
那个人五年前住在街上。
He was an alcoholic.
他是个酗酒的。
He was a drug addict.
又是吸毒。
And he was paralyzed in his left arm.
他左臂已经瘫痪了。
I was walking on the street and I saw him.
我走在街上，然后看到他。
And we stopped for him.
我们就停下来。
Because that's what the Bible tells us to do.
因为圣经告诉我们。要停下来照顾。
If you see a beggar laying on the side of the road, you stop for them and you talk to them.
当你看到乞丐在路边停，你就停下来跟他说话。
And so he was sitting on the side of the road, and I stopped and I talked with him.
所以他坐在路边，我们就跟他说话。
We brought him back to our church.
我们把他带到我们教会来。
And we began praying for him.
Be what?
We began praying for him.
Okay, 我们开始为他祷告。
And his left paralyzed arm was completely healed.
他的左手臂完全医治了。
And he was able to move his arm again.
他就可以动他的左手。
About a month later,
一个月之后，
he was still living on the street.
他还是住在街上。
And a car hit him.
有一辆车撞到他了。
Broke his spine.
哎呀，撞断他的脊椎骨。
So he was paralyzed from the spine all the way down to his legs.
所以他的下半身全部瘫痪。
And I was walking around the street another day.
我有一天又走在街上。
And I saw him laying there.
我看到他躺在那。
I said, "What happened?"
我说怎么回事？
He said, "I got hit by a car."
他说被一个车撞。
My back was broken.
我的脊椎断了。
I can't walk anymore.
我再也不能走路了。
I'm gonna die.
我会死的。
I said, "You're not gonna die. I'm gonna pray for you."
我说你不会死，我要为你祷告。
And so we got down. We started praying for him.
我们就跪下来为他祷告。
I remember standing on the street and praying for him, and all these people gathered around us, and they're like, "What are you doing?"
我记得我们跪在街上一起为他祷告的时候，一堆人围在我们身边说：“你们在干嘛？”
And I said, "I'm praying for him."
我说我们在为他祷告。
In Jesus' name, he's gonna get healed.
奉耶稣基督的名，他会被医治。
I remember these people are looking at us and saying, "Oh, yes."Crazy Christians, what are you doing?
这些人就是看着我说，哎，你这疯狂的基督徒，你们在干什么？
This person's worth nothing.
这个人一文不值。
Just a beggar.
他只是个乞丐。
Worth nothing.
他一文不值。
I remember this man.
我记得这个人。
His name is Deepesh.
他叫 Deepesh.
He, from the ground, he's paralyzed. His back is broken. He starts preaching the gospel to everybody around us.
虽然他躺在那儿。不能下半身瘫痪，他开始向四周的人传福音。
He says, "Listen, these guys, they prayed for me. I had a paralyzed arm, I got healed. They're going to pray for me right now. I'm going to get healed, and you're all going to see that Jesus is God."
他说，这个人曾经为我的左臂瘫痪来祷告，我就得医治了。现在他在为我的这个下半身瘫痪祷告，我一定会得医治的。你们都会看见耶稣就是神。
And so we prayed for him.
所以我们为他祷告。
And 10 minutes later,
十分钟之后
he got up and he started walking.
他站起来开始走路
walking.
走来走去
he had a bunch of other problems too.
他还有其他的问题
and we kept praying and he kept getting better.
我们继续为他祷告
I remember sitting with him and asking him, "What do you want to do with your life?"
我们跟他坐在一起问他你要做什么
You shouldn't just keep going and living on the street and being a drug addict. What do you want to do with your life?
你不应该一直吸毒你到底你一生要做什么
He said, "Look, listen, God has healed me twice.
他说 你知道吗上帝医治我两次
I have to serve him I have to do something to serve him now
我必须服侍他我一定要做一些事
I can't not serve this God he's already done so much for me I have to do something for him
sorry
yeah
oh my goodness sorry about this
great
can you say it again
good. so he just said I have to serve God I have to do something
他说我必须服侍神我必须做什么事
and so he came and lived with us
所以他来跟我们住
For 4 years,
有四年的时间,
he lived with me.
他跟我住在一起,
and we worked through alcoholism with him.
我们一起, 协助他, 断, 停止酗酒。
I mean, serious alcoholism.
是非常严重的酗酒。
But,
但是呢,
last month,
上个月,
he graduated from our Bible school.
他从我们的圣经学校毕业了。
Fully freed from alcoholism, fully healed.
完全从酒精释放，也完全自由。这是怎么发生的呢
？It's not because I have power and I can pray for sick people and they get better.
并不是因为我有能力可以为病人祷告，他们会医治。
It's because God is good.
因为神是好的。
And I stopped.
而且我也停下来找他。
We stopped.
我们停下来。
Father God was going after him, and we actually decided to say, "Okay, I'll go with you, Father."
父神去追着他找他我们是跟父神说我们跟你一起去
we go to places in the slum and we walk around and we share the gospel with many people
我们在这些贫民窟走来走去然后进去跟人分享圣经
and when we find the homeless we bring them home
我们找到一个无家可归的人就把他带回家
that's what the Bible says to do
因为这是圣经上叫我们做的
and I'll show you that in a minute in the scriptures
我过一会儿就要给你看这个圣经节
This man, he lives in the slum. Him and his wife are blind.
这个人也住在贫民窟，他的妻子瞎了。
I go twice a week and I cut firewood for him.
我一周两次去帮他砍这个烧火的柴。
Because he's blind.
他本人瞎了。
Yeah, he's blind.
Okay, 他本人是瞎眼了，所以
blind people cannot cut firewood.
他就不能够自己找这个柴木柴。
So he was originally cooking on trash. So he'd grab plastic and all this trash, he'd pile it together, light a fire, and he'd cook on the trash.
过去他是把一堆的垃圾 堆在一起, 然后点火, 然后这样子才来生火。
And I said, that's not okay.
我说这不行啊。
And so we started cutting firewood for them.
所以我们开始为他砍柴木。
And we started cutting firewood for one person.
我们为一个人砍柴木材。
Pretty soon we started cutting firewood for everybody in the whole community.
开始, 后来我们就为全, 社区的人砍木材。
A young Nagaland person there started a small church.
有一个年轻人在这里开始一个小的教会。
His church only had about 10 people in it.
那里头只有10个人教会里。
We started cutting firewood for people.
我们就开始为人们, 砍木材。
I mean, that's it. I mean, twice a week I would go into the slum, cut some firewood for them, give them the firewood, sit down and share the gospel with them.
一个星期两次, 我会去砍木材, 然后把木材带给他们, 坐下来跟他们谈福音。
6 months later, this church has like 60, 70 people in it now.
6个月之后, 这个教会有60, 70个人。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they figured out that love looks like something.
因为他们发现原来爱就是这个样子。
The Christians weren't just talking about love and saying that Jesus loved you. They actually were doing something to show that God loved them.
基督徒不是只是说神的爱。 他们乃是去做一些事情，真的显示给人看耶稣的爱是什么样的。
That little church in there started seeing what we were doing and said, "We're going to join you. We're going to do it too." And they started cutting firewood before us.
所以那个教会的人看见我们这样做，他们也开始为这个社区的人砍木材。
And then one person even managed to go and talk to the government and said, "Can you help these people?" And they got them electricity.
甚至有一个人去跟政府谈说，请你给他们有电，所以他们能够整个村落都能有电。
Why?
为什么？
It's because they decided that it's not good enough for us to just sit in church and talk about how much God loves us. We need to go do something. If God really loves us, if the Father really loves us, then I need to go and tell someone, and I need to show somebody.
因为他们觉得只是在教会里坐着谈神是如何的爱是不够的，他们必须做一些事情。如果天父去做什么事情，爱这些人，我们必须去。These
are some other kids we were playing with.
这是其他的一些孩子们。Apart
from the city, we also go to villages.
除了城市，我们还去乡村落。Nepal
is currently the fastest growing Christian nation in the world. Praise the Lord.
尼泊尔是现在全世界 基督徒增加最快的一个国家，感谢主。
And we go into the far, far, far villages.
我们, 到了最远的村落。
I have to get to where this is. I have to ride a bus for 25 hours, and I have to hike for about an hour, and then I have to ride a tractor for another hour.
我如果想要到这个地方，我需要坐bus 25个小时， 然后走路1个小时， 然后
track?
Tractor. Oh, tractor. Oh, okay.
And we held a conference there.
我们在那里举行聚会。
We said everybody in this whole community who wants to come and wants to hear the love of Jesus, we're going to pray for all the sick people, and the sick people are going to get healed.
我们告诉全村的说，全村的人都可以来，我们会，你们有生病的，我们可以为你祷告，你们会得医治。
The first day, about 1,500 people came.
5,000?
1,500.
Okay. 第一天有1,500个人来。
And I lost count of how many people got healed.
我不记得有多少人得医治了。
I mean, we stopped counting when 21 blind people got healed, we stopped counting.
当21个瞎眼的人得医治以后，我们就没有继续数有多少人了。
We prayed for them and they just got healed.
我们就是求主医治他们。
The next day, 4,000 people came.
第二天有4,000人来。
And we shared the gospel with them.
我们跟他们分享福音。
This was the altar call.
这是讲台的呼召。
This is when we asked them, does anybody want to receive Jesus?
这是我们在问他们有谁愿意接受耶稣基督做救主。
We tried to count, but it was over 1,000 people.
我们想要数, 但是超过1,000个人。
We put them into our churches.
我们把它放到教会里。
We have 146 churches in this area, so we put them in our churches, all of our churches grew.
在那里有147个教会, 所以把它们都放到各个教会里。
And then we told them,
然后我们告诉他们,
now it's your turn.
现在是你们的机会。
Keep going into your communities.
继续在你们的社区里继续来分享福音。
And I don't mean by using words.
我并不是指你们只是用嘴巴讲。
I said, go find the poorest, most broken person in your community who needs help and start helping them.
去你的社区里找到最穷、最需要帮助的人，就开始服侍他们。
And so they started doing that.
所以他们就开始这么做。
And our churches kept growing.
所以这些教会就继续成长。
We go and we show the Jesus film at night in villages. This is us showing a movie to these people.
这是我们在晚上放福音电影给这些人看。
We climbed 4 hours carrying like 50 kilos on our back. We climbed up this mountain carrying this movie system. We put it up at night and we ask people to come and watch a movie. They come and they watch a movie and then we tell them Jesus loves you and he wants to heal you. We pray for them. They get healed. They go back to their houses and they start praying for their neighbors. Their neighbors get healed and whole communities get transformed.
我们花了4个小时把这些放电影的器材搬上去，然后我们也跟他们传福音，然后为他们祷告，他们得了医治，就回去自己的村落为他们的朋友祷告。 他们的朋友也得了医治，所以整个村落都被主更新。This
is a baptism we did recently.
这是我们最近举行的受浸礼。I
recently got to baptize like 60 of our believers. It was very exciting.
最近我们有60个人受浸在河水里受浸，我非常兴奋。This
is one of our churches in the villages.
这是我们在村落里的教会。They
don't—they build their churches out of wood and mud and tin.
Tin. Oh, okay. 他们用, 木头, 泥土和tin, 这个体,
but when you walk into
来盖房子,
when you walk into these churches, you feel the love of Jesus the second you walk in.
你一进到这个教会, 你马上就可以感觉耶稣的爱。
And so I could sit up here and talk a lot about what we do, but I don't really want to do that anymore.
我可以坐在这边一直讲我们做的事，不过我想我现在不打算这么做。
See, the thing is, Father God wants us to follow Him.
你要知道，父神希望我们跟随他。
And if you really say that you follow God,
如果你真的说你跟随神，
then you need to be where He is.
你需要在他所在的地方。
John 17, Jesus prays, He says, Father, I desire that they would be with me where I am, and they would see me in my glory.
约翰福音十七章说到父神, sorry, which verse? Okay, you say it again.
Says that I want them to be with me where I am, and to see me in my glory.
父神要我们跟他同在一处, 而且看见父神的荣耀。
Which means as believers.
成为一个信主的人,
what it really means for us to be a believer is to actually be where He is, to be where Jesus is.
成为一个真实信主的人, 必须亲身在耶稣要我们去的地方。
Not just about us being saved.
并不只是我们得救就好。
That's important.
那很重要。
But the purpose of being saved is so that you can step into a relationship with Him and you can be with Him where He is.
但是信主得救的 目的是你进入一个关系里头，能够踏出一步，在这个关系中去耶稣基督要我们去的地方，能够做他要我们做的事。
And the Bible is very clear; it tells us where the Father is.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们父在哪里。
He's running after the prodigal.
他在追着要把这些 浪子找回来。
You know, I find it interesting that if you look at the rest of the story, the older son is just sitting at home.
很有趣的是，大儿子就坐在家里。The
servants are running around throwing this party for this prodigal son, and the older son is sitting at home.
仆人到处跑来跑去，为了把这个 庆祝会举办出来，可是这个大儿子却坐在家里。
And the father comes to the older son and says, "Son, all I have is yours."
父亲跑来对这个儿子说，我有的全是你的。
But you're missing the point.
但是你错过了一个重要的一点。
Yeah, you're saved. You're at home.
你在家里，是的。
But you're missing the point.
你错过了。
You're missing. You're not even where I am. You might as well be where the prodigal was.
你都没有跟我在一起。你还不如去跟浪子在一起。
I'm out there celebrating the broken. Where are you?
我在尼泊尔来跟这些穷困的人在一起。那么，请问你在哪里？
And the father and Jesus are so clear about that.
是耶稣在父神的手中是非常清楚这一点。
You can turn with me to Matthew 25. I just want to read one last passage and then I'm going to close.
让我们来读马太福音25章。
I don't like preaching a very long time, so.
我不想要讲道太久。
But I want to just read this.
25章。
This is Matthew 25.
马太福音二十五章。
We're going to read from verse 31.
我们开始从三十一节开始。
It says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前。他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊、山羊一般。
And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. And the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world."
把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可以来承受那创世以来我为你们所预备的国。
Okay, now a lot of people when they preach from this passage, they separate that section from the next section that's about to come.
很多人传福音的时候，传神的话，就把这一段跟下一段分开了。
They talk about the goats and the sheep, and they're like, oh yeah, see, you're either going to be a goat and you don't believe in Jesus, or you're going to be a sheep and you do believe in Jesus.
所以如果我们说他们把山羊绵羊分开，所以相信耶稣的就是绵羊，你不相信耶稣，你就是山羊。
But that's not where the passage stops.
但是这一段经文没有停在那里。
The passage keeps going.
这一段经文继续下去。
And this is what it says about the sheep.
这里提到绵羊是怎么样。
For I was hungry and you gave me food.
因为我饿了，你们给我吃。
I was thirsty and you gave me drink.
渴了，你们给我喝。
I was a stranger and you welcomed me.
我做客旅，你们留我住。
I was naked and you clothed me.
我赤身露体，你们给我穿。
I was sick and you visited me.
我病了，你们来看顾我。
I was in prison and you came to me.
我在监里，你们来看我。
Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?
一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝，什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或是赤身露体给你穿，又什么时候见你病了或是在监里来看你呢？
And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.
王就要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
In other words, we know that the word of God says that the Lord is our shepherd.
我们知道神说他是牧羊人。
The sheep know his voice.
羊听他的声音。
The sheep follow him.
羊跟随他。
And we imagine that the shepherd leads us to, you know, pastures of still waters and calm places.
我们知道神带领我们这些小羊到草地，到青草地，到溪水旁。
Which is true.
这是真的。
But.
但是。
Right here, you see another picture as well.
你现在又看到另外一个图画。
It says that the sheep, his sheep, the ones who know him, are the ones who follow him. And where is he going? To where the hungry are.
你看到他的羊跟随他到他所去的地方，到哪里呢？ 就是去那些穷困的人面前。
To where the thirsty are.
去那些饥渴的人面前。
To where the stranger is.
去那些流浪异乡的人。
To where the naked and the poor and the sick are.
去那些贫穷赤身露体又生病的人面前。
And I love this passage because they look at Jesus and they go, when did we do that?
我很喜欢这一节，他说他们看到耶稣说，我什么时候做这些事？
We never did that for you.
我们从来没有那样对你啊，耶稣。
He said, no, you did it for my brothers.
耶稣说，你为我的兄弟做这些事。
In other words, Jesus is saying the poor, the hungry, the broken, the orphan, the widow, those are my family.
换一句话说，耶稣说那些饥饿、穷困、赤身露体的孤儿、寡妇是我的亲人。
I love being Chinese because I know that our culture, Chinese culture, we're all about family.
我喜欢作为一个中国人，因为我们中国人很看重家庭。
We always talk about family. We take care of our family.
总是提到我们很看重家庭，我们要照顾我们的家人。
Well, you are a believer.
你是一个信主的人。
Your family is much bigger now.
现在你的家人大多了。
It includes all the poor.
那包括所有穷困的人、饥饿的人。
All the broken.
破碎的人。
Those are your brothers.
那些是你的兄弟。
Because they're Jesus' brothers.
因为他们是耶稣基督的兄弟。
And Jesus is clear.
耶稣很清楚。
Says, you want to be my sheep?
你要做我的羊。
You need to be where the shepherd is.
你需要去牧羊人在哪。
And where's the shepherd?
牧羊在哪儿呢？
He's out finding these ones.
他在外面找这些人。
So I'm not special.
所以我并不是很突出。
My wife's not special.
我的妻子也不是很特别。
We're just trying to do this.
我们只是想要努力这样做。
And I've decided as I've read this that I either take this 100%.
那决定我怎么对待这一段经文，我要对待它百分之百吗？
Or I don't do it at all.
还是我完全不做？
And if I don't do it at all,
我如果完全不做呢？
And I might be in the house.
我可能还是在家里。
But I'm probably missing the Father's celebration.
我可能会错过父亲的庆宴。
You don't want to miss the Father's celebration.
你们不会想要错过父亲的庆祝会。
You know, real joy and real happiness and real love and real fulfillment is not found in the safety and the confines of American culture and American riches and this. It's not found in the confines of just this.
真正的喜乐平安不是在这个美国的这样子的一个传统的一个文化的里头，这样子限制你，然后就安安静静的、平平安的，就生活在这样的处境里。
It's found in Jesus.
真正的喜乐平安是在耶稣基督里才找得到。
And where Jesus is?
耶稣在哪里呢？
Is in the eyes of those broken people.
耶稣在这些破碎的人的眼中。
And so we do this. We take it literally.
我们要这样做，我们要把这句经文带在身上。
I walk around on the street, and when I see somebody who's hungry, I buy them food.
我走在街上，看着谁饿了，我就买食物给他。
I remember I was in New York City.
我记得我在纽约市。
I was walking down the street with my friend.
我跟我的朋友走在街上。
We were going out for dinner.
我们要出去吃午饭，晚饭。
I remember walking down in Times Square.
我记得我去了时代广场。
He was taking me to some barbecue place.
那一些卖烤肉的地方。
And there was a homeless person there.
那里坐了一个流浪人。
And my friend just walked past.
我的朋友就是从他经过就走下去。
And he was talking to me.
因为他在跟我讲话。
And I said, no, stop, wait up, hold up.
我说，哎，等一等。
We gotta buy him food.
我们必须买食物给他。
He said, why?
他说为什么？
Because he's hungry.
因为他很饿。
He said, yeah, he's a beggar. I'm like, yeah, but he's hungry. That's Jesus.
他说是他很饿，但是他是乞丐。我说是，但是他是耶稣。
Said, that's Jesus.
那是耶稣。
He said that's a homeless person. I'm like that's Jesus. The Bible says that's Jesus.
他说这是一个流浪的人。我说对，可是他是耶稣。圣经说他是耶稣。
And so we bought him McDonald's.
所以我们把他带到麦当劳。
And I sat with him and I spoke with him.
我跟他坐在一起，跟他说话。
Listen to his story.
听一听他的故事。
And then we walked out.
然后我们就走出去了。
We're walking down the street.
我们在走在街上
I saw another homeless person.
又看到另外一个
He said, oh, we gotta feed him too.
我们也应该喂他吃饭
My friend looked at me, he said, you know how many homeless people there are in Times Square? We can't feed all of them.
我朋友对我说你知道有多少人在这里我们不可能把他们通通喂饱
And I said, how much money do you have in your pocket?
你口袋里多少钱?
He's like, I don't know, I got about $60.
他说我有60块钱。
And I said, I got about $30.
我说我有30块钱。
I'm like, that means we can feed at least $90 worth of people. Let's go.
那表示我们至少可以喂饱90块钱的人。
And so we took him to eat.
所以我们就带他们去吃。
He ate.
他吃了。
We spoke with him.
我们跟他们讲话。
We walked out.
然后我们走出去。
And I saw the first homeless guy I fed.
然后我就看到第一个我给他食物的流浪的人。
And he had three of his friends.
他还有三个朋友在旁边。
And he said, oh, that's the guy who gave me food.
他说，哎，那个人给我食物吃。
And he came up to me and said, hey, can you feed my friends too?
他跑来说，你可不可以给我的朋友食物吃？
I said, yeah, come and go get some more.
我说，来啊。 拿多一点食物吃。
And my friend was like, dude, we're supposed to be going to this barbecue place. I'm like, isn't this better?
我的朋友说, 诶, 什么时候我们去烤肉的地方? 我说, 诶, 这个不是更好吗?
And so me and my friend, we sat there at McDonald's feeding all these homeless people, having a great time.
我们坐在麦当劳, 跟这些无家可归的人一起吃饭,
我们非常享受。 Couple of them gave their lives to Jesus.
有几个人把他们的生命献给神。
My friend's like, I really want to go eat this barbecue.
我的朋友说, 诶, 我真的想去吃这个烤肉, 诶。
I said, I really want to feed Jesus.
我真的想要给耶稣吃饭。
I said, you go eat your barbecue, 1 hour, 2 hour, you're happy, that's great.
我说你去吃烤肉,一个小时,两个小时,很快乐,很好。
I buy this guy a hamburger, his entire eternity is going to be changed.
我给这些人买汉堡,他的永生就改变了。
This is much better.
这个就是更好的。
This food tastes much better.
这个食物 吃起来特别好吃。
So we feed the hungry. That was in New York. That wasn't even in Nepal.
那是在纽约，我们为穷人吃饭，不是在尼泊尔。
And that's why it's hard for me to come up here and be like, oh, I'm a missionary in Nepal, because I'm not a missionary in Nepal. I'm just a follower of Jesus everywhere.
我现在就觉得来这边讲我是一个尼泊尔的宣教士就有点难，因为我不是一个尼泊尔的宣教士，我只是跟随耶稣的人。I
happen to have been placed by God in Nepal.
我只是刚好在上帝所拣选的留在了尼泊尔。
But my lifestyle doesn't change.
可是我的生活方式并没有改变。
And it shouldn't change.
那也不应该改变。
Because I'm a believer and I follow the Father where He goes.
因为我是一个信主的人, 我跟随天父所去的地方。
I was thirsty and you gave me a drink.
他们饿的时候我们给他们喝。
I was a stranger and you welcomed me.
我是个陌生人, 你们欢迎我。
All the time, I have people who walk into my house in Nepal who I've never met before, and they come and they say, is this the prayer house? We heard that you help poor people.
有多少次有人到我的家来说, 我们听说这是一个祷告的房子, 你可不可以来帮助我?
I say, yes.
我说可以。
You're right.
你是对的。
We had this one girl who came in, she was 13 years old.
有一个女孩13岁到我们这儿来。
She was pregnant, she just had a baby.
她刚刚生了一个孩子,
her baby was 10 months old.
孩子10个月大,
and she came to our house because she said, my baby is very, very sick.
她来我们家, 她说, 我的孩子很, 病得很重。
And one of my other street friends said that I could come here and that you guys would help us.
我一个街友告诉我说, 我可以到这里来, 你们可以帮助我。
And I said, sure, what's wrong?
我说没问题。
And I remember they took this 10 month old baby and it was a girl and they opened her diaper.
我们带了这个10个月大的女孩子, 进来,
and long story short, somebody on the street had sexually violated this 10-month-old little baby.
事情可以简化的说, 就是在街上有人, 欺负了这个10个月大的 baby.
He said, can you help?
他说, 你可以帮吗?
He said, yes.
我说可以。
So we took him to the doctors.
我们就带他去了医生那里。
Paid for everything.
把医疗费都付了。
Took care of them.
照顾他。
Until she was better.
直到他,
why?
为什么?
Because the Bible says, welcome the stranger into your own home.
他说, 因为你欢迎这个陌生人到你的家里。
Open the door.
打开门, 打开门, 欢迎他们进来,
help them.
帮助他们。
Pay for it out of your own pocket.
从你的口袋里付钱。
The Good Samaritan didn't go find somebody else to pay for it. He paid for it out of his own pocket.
撒玛利亚人他没有找别人去付钱，他从他的口袋里拿钱付出来。
We get that all the time.
我们常常有这些事。
Our house is always open. There's always people staying in our house that I do not know. Sometimes I walk home and I walk into my apartment. We live in a very small apartment. I walk into my apartment and there's six people in my apartment that I do not know. And I talk to my wife. I say, who are these people? And she says, I don't know. They just came to our house. They needed food.
我有时候进到我家，有六个人在我家里头。 然后呢，我问太太，这些人是谁？ 她说我不知道，他们来希望有食物吃。
And she goes, go out and buy some food. I already fed all these people. Go out and get some more for yourself. I'm like, okay.
她跑到外面去买一些食物给这些人吃，然后说你自己去找你的食物吧。
I was naked and you clothed me.
我赤身露体，你们给我衣服穿。God
tested me on this one time. I was just telling my dad this story. God tested me on this one time.
神在这件事上试了我。
Usually, you know, when I see a naked person on the street in Nepal, and there's a lot of them, I just buy them clothes.
通常我在尼泊尔的街上看见赤身露体的人，这种人很多，我通常就是买衣服给他们穿。
But this one day,
但是有一天,
God, I feel like God was testing me.
我觉得神在试验我。
I was walking down the street.
我走在街上,
saw a naked person, bought him a t-shirt.
我看那个赤身露体的, 我就给他买一件T恤。
Saw another naked person, bought him a, you know, he didn't have pants, so I bought him a pair of pants.
我继续往前走, 看到一个人没有裤子, 我就给他买一条裤子。
And then I had no money left.
然后我就没钱了。
I kept walking.
我继续走。
Saw another person with no shirt.
另外一个人没有衬衫。
And I went, oh, I have nothing left to give.
我就想, 哎呀, 我没有东西可以给了。
And I kept walking.
我继续往前走。
And God's like, you still have clothes to give.
神说, 你还有衣服可以给哦。
I was like, wait, what?
我说什么?
God's like, I told you to clothe the naked. What are you doing? You have clothes at home. You should clothe the naked.
神说,你在家里有衣服啊,你应该给赤身露体的人衣服穿。
So I went back.
所以我回家。
I was like, all right, fine.
我说,好吧。
No, I didn't go home. I just went back to him.
哦,他回到他那边。
And I gave him the shirt off of my back. I took my shirt off, gave him the shirt.
然后我把我的衬衫脱下给他。
And I was like, oh, now I don't have a shirt on. So I kept going.
然后我没有衬衫了,我就继续往前走。
Walking a little bit faster to get home.
想要走快一点回家。
And then I saw another person.
然后看到另外一个人,
they didn't have shoes, they didn't have socks.
没有鞋子,
and their feet were bleeding. And God was like, you need to give them your clothes.
神说,
I took my socks, I took off my shoes, I gave him my shoes and my socks, and I'm, you know, running now in the streets trying to not walk on the bad stuff.
我就把我的鞋袜给他, 然后我一路跛啊跛的走, 希望不要踩到脏东西。
And I saw another person, he had no pants on.
我看到另外一个人没有裤子。
And I was like, God, no.
我说神啊, 不行。
God's like, you have pants at home.
神说, 你在家里有裤子啊。
So I took my pants, I gave him my pants.
所以我就把我的裤子给他。
I kept running, I was wearing just my underwear.
我就穿着内裤一直跑。
Thankfully, I did not see any more naked people.
感谢主没再看到赤身露体的。
I got home with my underwear.
我穿着内裤回家。
I remember I got home and one of my friends was at the house, he's like, what happened to you?
我记得回到家有一个朋友说, 你发生什么事了?
I said, I don't know, man. God was testing me today. I ran out of money. I said, I'm going to carry more money next time so I don't have to have that happen to me again.
我钱不够了, 然后上帝就要我做这些事, 我下次一定要带更多钱。
But look, it's not hard.
这个并不难。
It's funny and we laugh because we're like, oh wow, that's weird. But imagine if the whole church did this.
你想象, 我们现在会笑, 觉得, 可是你想象整个教会在这样做,
it's not difficult.
这个并不难。
All of you have enough, trust me.
你们都有的, 你们有的都很足够。
My wife has a saying where she says, you only don't have what you think you need.
我姐妹跟我说, 你只缺少你想要的。
If you don't think you need it, then you don't need it.
如果你认为你需要,
and a lot of times we sit here, we sing songs like, all I need is Jesus, all we need is our Savior. But that's not true.
很多时候我们坐在这里唱歌, 我所需要的只是耶稣, 可是那并不真实。
Because most people think, okay, I need a car, I need some clothes, I need some food, I need a house, my own house preferably.
很多人在想, 我需要衣服, 我需要, 食物, 我需要自己的房子, 当然最好是自己的房子。
I surrender. Oh, no, you don't.
我把一切都降服在主面前。没有，我们没有这样做。
I surrender everything that's extra that I make sure doesn't belong to me, and then I'm okay.
所有其他不属于我的, 我就觉得OK了。
But that's not the gospel, and that's not the Bible.
可是这不是福音。不是圣经说的。
And so I encourage you.
所以我要鼓励你们。
Look, like I think it's amazing that among I grew up in a Chinese American church. I grew up in a church like this. In fact, I grew up in our sister, your sister church.
我是从你们的姐妹教会长大的。
And remember, I would come back from that mission trip.
我记得我从这个宣教旅行回来。
And I remember we would sit in the church and they'd be like, oh, it's time for missionary sharing time.
我记得我坐在教会里，然后他们说，哦，现在是宣教服事的分享时间。
And all the kids who would go on the mission trip, they would go up on stage and they would guai stand there and say, oh yes, I learned so much on this mission trip. I learned that what I have is such a great blessing from the Lord.
所有的孩子们乖乖地站上讲台说，哦，我在这个这次宣教中学到什么东西，学到怎么认识神。
I'm so thankful and appreciative of all the wonderful things God has given me. I feel so bad for the people who don't have that much. I need to pray more.
那我为神所给我的所有都非常感谢神，我为那些都没有的人觉得很难过，我需要更多的祷告。
Don't just pray more.
不是只是更多的祷告。
You're blessed so that you can give it away.
当你可以给出去的时候，你已经蒙福了。Give
it away.
把它给出去吧。Please
let your love look like something.
请你让你的爱看得出来。If you experience
the love of Jesus.
如果你经验到神的爱。
Please let your love look like something now for the broken and the poor and the hungry.
请你让你的爱显明给那些贫穷饥饿的人。
Because that's where the Father is.
因为那是父，天父所做的。
That's where Jesus is.
那是Jesus，耶稣所做的。
He's here in this church.
他现在在这个教会里。
But he's waiting.
但是他在等。
For how many people
有多少的人
are going to follow him out of this church?
会跟随他在这个教会。
Onto the street.
走出这个教会，走到街上，
find him in the broken,
在贫穷缺乏的人中间找耶稣，
and be his hands and feet,
做耶稣的手和脚，
be the Father's hands and feet,
做天父的手和脚，
to give the broken a ring, to tell them that they're worth something,
给那些贫穷的人，让告诉他们神的话，
to wash them clean and scrub off the dirt.
把他们全身洗干净，除掉所有的污秽。
To pick out the lice from their hair.
Lice?
Lice, like little boys.
Okay. 把他们头上的虱子摘下来。
We have lots of lice in Nepal.
在尼泊尔有很多的头虱。
To give them new feet and to say you can come home.
给他们新的脚，所以你可以回家。
Come home.
告诉他们回家。
Come to my house.
来我的家。
Come eat with me.
跟我一起吃饭。
Sit at my table.
坐在我的桌上,
You're my brother.
你是我的兄弟,
Jesus says you are.
因为耶稣说你是我的兄弟,
Jesus says he's your brother.
耶稣说他是你的兄弟,
Believe in him.
相信他,
he died and he rose again.
他为你而死,
so that you could be free from your sin.
所以他可以救你, 脱离你的罪,
so that you could be transformed.
你可以被整个改变过来,
so that he might change your life.
他可能改变你的生命,
that he might bless you.
他也可以祝福你,
so that then you could go.
所以你可以出去,
find the broken.
找那贫穷的人，
bring them all home,
也把他们带回家，
before he comes back.
在他再来之前。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll just pray for us.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we love you.
天父，我们爱你。
Jesus, we love you.
耶稣，我们爱你。
Holy Spirit, we love you.
圣灵，我们爱你。
We thank you that you care.
我们感谢你，你很在乎我们。
We thank you that even before we were born, when we were in our mother's womb, you cared for us.
我们感谢你，甚至我们还没有在创世之前，在我们在母亲的母腹里，你都爱我们。
We thank you that every single person in the entire world, from the poorest to the richest, from the youngest to the oldest, you see them and you care.
我们感谢你，全世界从最老最少是最穷最所有的人，你都爱。
We thank you that your word says, blessed are the poor.
我们感谢你说贫穷的人有福了。
God, we pray that you would strengthen us to go in love the way that you love.
我们求你使我们坚强，能够去爱，像你那样来爱。
I pray that you would pour out the spirit of wisdom and revelation that would open our eyes to see people the way that you see them.
我们求你圣灵 的智慧和启示打开我们的眼睛，让我们能看见你所看见的。
That when we go out and we see the poor, when we see the homeless, when we see the broken, when we see the sick, we don't see them as they are, but we see you, Jesus. We see your brother.
所以当我们出去的时候，我们看到无家可归的、贫穷、赤身露体的，我们不是看到他们的样子，我们是看到你所看到的，他们是我们的兄弟。
God, I pray that the amazing gift that you've given the Chinese people of family and of close, strong families, that it would extend beyond us and reach to the poor.
主，我们为了你所赏给我们这个中国的基督徒家庭，让我们能够全家站在一起来面对。来支持这个服事。
I pray God that the Chinese American Church would be known for its great love.
我们求你让中国的基督徒教会能够被人知道的是我们在你面前的爱。
That the Chinese American Church would be known for its great generosity toward the poor.
我们中国基督徒教会能够被人知道我们是对穷人是能够慷慨的。
That the Chinese would be known as the people where their doors are always open and you can always come in and find a warm meal.
而中国人的教会的门是永远是开着，而你永远可以有人进来找到一顿饭吃。
Because that's who you are, God.
因为那就是你的样子。
That's the type of father you are.
这是天父的样式。
And we want to be your servants.
我们愿意做你的仆人。
So God, let's help us to follow after you.
所以主啊，求你让我们跟随你。
Where you go, we want to go.
你去哪里，我们就愿意去哪里。
We say yes to following you.
我们要跟随你的事上，我们说是的。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。